overview to Hangman of England. Now, I intended to do a series on English executioners. Well, while the continent is kind of an equal opportunity killer of murderers and people who commit various crimes, England seems to have an affinity for hanging, more so than any other of the continents. Now, usually you'll find that the nobles get the axe, and the non-nobles get hanged or tortured to death or drawn and quartered or something like that. So you do, obviously, in English history, have beheadings. We've got Anne Boleyn and et al. And all sorts of other people. But there wasn't, you really didn't have any of the nobility hanged. In France, they prefer the axe as well for most people. But they do hanging and other sort of things. But it's a little different in England, and it really becomes professionally appropriate in those late 1700s. It's not that they didn't hang people prior to that. They did, but the famous hangmen start coming in. Then you have locations that are notorious, Newgate Prison, Tyburn Tree, and so forth and so on. So you have a lot of different locations. As a matter of fact, it was frequently in early executions, they tried to do the execution at the site of the murder to see what was going on. One of the first people that we'll end up looking at after I go through, I'm going to do kind of a general background to executions and crime and in England, starting with William the Conqueror, then move on up. But in 1663, you get the first of the great hangmen, if you will, the infamous Jack Ketch. And I'll probably take it on through into the early 1900s at that point. So there's about, if you take the Ketch's appointment, there's about 300 years of hanging for a multitude of crimes, all the way down to as low as stealing a loaf of bread. That would be during time of Henry VIII, to obviously murders. And public executions throughout European history anyway are very popular entertainments to some extent, which we'll get into that a little bit further along. The one thing that you do have is in England, up until you start getting these infamous characters such as Ketch and Mr. Pierpoint and others, most people didn't know who the executioners were. Then they start kind of getting a little, shall we say, famous, if you will. Whereas in Europe, pretty much everybody knew who the executioner was. You'd have some in towns. You had a national executioner in France for all those top things. And of course, that led to issues of social order, in the fact that since everybody knew who the executioners were, nobody wanted to marry into the family. So frequently, you know, you would intermarry with other executioner families throughout Europe. In England, since a lot of times you didn't know who they were, that didn't necessarily come into play. So you don't have quite as many customs. So, for example, in France, if you were the chief executioner and you had a daughter, you would have to put signs out warning people that the daughter was of marriageable age. And Charles Sanson, who is the chief executioner during the French Revolution, comes from a family of executioners, and the original member of the family had fallen in love with an executioner's daughter and married her in spite of being beaten up by the father multiple times and everybody telling him that he's going to ruin the family. He married her anyway, and then had to learn all the tricks of the trade. So we'll see how that works out as we go through English history. They'll talk about the techniques that they used, what's called the long drop, which is a little bit different than the way they had been hanging them. And so we'll have some crimes and then some of the people and how they dealt with it and how it continued on into more modern times. It is kind of an appalling topic to go over. Executioners, hangmen in England. But it is a part of the history of the country. And one of the things that I will do is when I finish with this topic, I will put in a podcast I did for the American West, and that will include Mr. Malden, who is considered to be the finest hangman in all of America, who was an aficionado of testing the right kind of material to get the right kind of rope, and did all sorts of interesting things in the 1800s. Unfortunately, his only daughter is murdered, and the man was sentenced to be executed, but he was no longer the hangman at the time. So I will put that in. So it's going to be a kind of, it won't be very long, probably, you know, a couple of months, maybe 4 or 5 months to go through this. Talk about the personalities. And basically, I'm going to talk about the personalities, what they did, and the and how the society of the times determined what was acceptable. I think one of the things that's going to really be stark is the number of people that are executed in capital punishment in England, even based on their own records. There's some discussions that, you know, there were 50,000 people done in 1800, 17 or 1800s, and that Henry VIII executed over 4,000 people, and Queen Elizabeth executed over 4,000 people, even though some of them were religious. You know, you have the persecutions of the various religious groups. So we'll be looking at that sort of thing, and it's going to be different because we usually think of executions by beheading and other assorted things. But we'll see how that kind of develops as we go along. And the sources that I'm going to use, The Hangman of England by Bailey, The History of Capital Punishment by Scott, The Encyclopedia of Murder by Wilson, Collin, and Pittman, The Reluctant Hangman by Atoll, and The Common Hangman by Bland. If that's not a bibliography of bizarre nature, nothing is. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you don't copy any of it. But as always, if you like what we're doing, please don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.